delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like. It's the Harry and Dana podcast.
Exposed.
We're doing Exposed thanks to the New South Wales Minerals Council. All through the pandemic, mining in New South Wales has kept working, which helps keep the community safe and the economy moving. In entertainment news, a celebrity baby bump announcement that will probably surprise you. It actually genuinely surprised me. But first, both Demi Moore and Naomi Campbell have proved that they've still got it after walking the catwalk at the Haute Couture Fashion Week in Paris. So they both walked for Fendi. Naomi rocked this incredible metallic marble gown and Demi wore a black satin number with a peplum hemline. What's a peplum hemline, Harry?
Oh, you're going to ask me that. I was actually going to ask you, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Do you have a, you know, stab in the dark?
It's a hemline. It's an ankle length hemline.
Peplum hemline is like when it bunches up, you might have it around your waist and then it kind of flares out towards your hips, or you can have it down below as well.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of just goes outwards like a sort of tutu.
Would women wear this normally in the street, or is it just for the runway?
You can.
Yeah.
It was very in 2012.
Oh, okay.
So maybe Fendi's bringing it back. But the models were all very socially distanced at the fashion show. They were actually walking around giant Perspex letters which spelled out the word Fendi. So they were kind of in categories anyway, like separated.
Good on Demi Moore for walking the catwalk. I just looked it up. She's 58 years old.
Oh, she doesn't look it in this.
No way. No. She looks great. Have you ever seen the movie Striptease?
No.
Oh.
But I'm not surprised that you have.
Great family film. Yeah, definitely one to watch with the kids.
I'm assuming that's a joke.
It's called Striptease. Let me know what
you're into. I don't know what you're into. Alrighty, now to this pop star who's going to be a mum.
Oh, I feel so sorry. I feel so sad. I tried to help you. It just made you mad, and I had no more.
So Halsey has announced on Instagram that she's expecting a baby with her screenwriter boyfriend. Alev Aiden. So he, I don't know much about him.
What's his name? Olive.
Alev. Like Alex, but with a V instead of an A.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's a Russian or something.
And all she said in her caption on Instagram was, "Surprise!" Which I love.
Wow. Good on her.
She's only 26, but she has, you know, had very publicly spoken out about how she had her eggs frozen and stuff because she has endometriosis, so which is fair enough.
I wonder if she's the type to give the baby a celebrity baby name that's very in vogue at the moment.
Okay, well, let's do a prediction. What do you think she's going to call her baby?
Well, you've already got Bucket.
What do you mean I've got Bucket?
No, well, I'm just saying I'm going through some of them.
Oh,
you've
okay.
already got Bucket.
Gwyneth Paltrow has an apple.
Apple, blue, which is
apple
literally
would be
colour.
Like teens now. That's crazy to think.
Oh, ridiculous.
What about Elon Musk and Grimes baby? You know how
that's
they
an
announce
it as
like
symbol.
A minus squared.
Well, that's where I'm going with it. I think that Halsey and this Alev fellow will probably call their baby some kind of unpronounceable symbol, like Elon Musk did. Maybe the at symbol.
Great. So, all right. Is that your prediction?
Yeah, that's my prediction. A symbol.
Okay.
Yeah. What's yours?
I think she'll call her Isla.
Okay.
It'll be a girl and it'll be called Isla. That's my prediction.
I feel like you've got inside knowledge on this. Like
I can feel it in my waters.
Oh, here we go.
Now, I've done something yesterday that I'm very excited about. Not get pregnant. Just saying.
Mm.
But I went to the supermarket during our lunch break yesterday, Harry, and I've made a decision that I think will change my working life here at work.
What is it?
It's something that, as a child, I loved having.
Oh, you contacted your books.
No.
Oh.
But how did you know I loved that?
Everyone loves it. It's good.
No, I went to the supermarket and I bought myself, as an adult, a lunchbox.
Oh, what a nerd.
What do you mean, what a nerd?
A lunchbox? Just take it in a plastic bag like everyone else does.
No. Not environmentally friendly. This has layering outside, which keeps everything on the inside cold. It's clever, and I think everybody, as an adult, should have a lunchbox.
No, adults don't. You give up lunchboxes in, like, year 9.
See, this is why you eat out so much. This is why it costs you so much money.
I do spend a lot of money on food, but No adult has a lunch. Like, people are going to laugh at you here in the office.
I absolutely beg to differ. No, there are people in the Hunter Valley who, as an adult, have lunchboxes.
I doubt that. I am telling you.
If you have a lunchbox as an adult, please call 654-11981. Harry, adults have lunchboxes.
I guarantee you the phones aren't going to ring. No one...
They will. People have lunchboxes. This is not... especially, I bet you there's so many people listening who are in the pits at the moment who don't have their phone on them, who cannot call. They all take lunchboxes to work because they've got to keep their food cold.
They just take an Esky or something. That doesn't count. An Esky's
different.
That
does. They do little baby Eskies. That's still a lunchbox.
Oh, okay.
Call us 654-11981. Harry, people have lunchboxes. Do you have a lunchbox?
We'll find out next.
Yesterday, I did something that has just taken me back to my childhood, and I think it is a brilliant investment. I went to the supermarket and I bought myself a lunchbox as an adult.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty nerdy.
It's not nerdy, it's convenient, it's practical, and I absolutely 100% can tell you that people around the Hunter Valley have lunchboxes as an adult, and someone who can prove it to you is Kate from Muswellbrook. Hey, Kate.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. So you've got a... How old are you first, if you don't mind me asking?
About 50.
50, and you've got a lunchbox. With dogs on it.
See?
Yes.
And did you say that you told me off air that people in your workplace all have lunchboxes as adults?
Yes. 90% of people I work with have lunchboxes.
90%.
What's going on? Yes. Am I the only one without a lunchbox?
I think you need to buy yourself a lunchbox just to fit in, Mr. I'm not cool enough. I knew you'd say this also, Harry, so I put it up on our socials, 98.1 Power FM on Instagram and Facebook. 65% of people who replied said they have a lunchbox as an adult.
Wow, I'm out of touch. I stopped, Kate, having a lunchbox in about year 9 because I got teased about it and just took my lunch in a plastic bag, and I've done it ever since.
Yes, but you're not helping the environment if you use plastic.
Oh, it's one of those...
You tell them, Kate. Oh,
Dana, don't encourage it. No, it's one of those, like, Coles, like, decomposable bags. It's all right.
That's not all right.
So, go and buy yourself a lunchbox. Do yourself a favour.
Uh-huh. Yep, well played, Kate.
I've been told. Do you remember, just before Christmas, how I went down to Sydney to visit my friends, and all my mates have got kids?
Yeah.
And, I accidentally got the kids swearing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, you're the worst uncle ever.
Yeah, so that happened again on Tuesday.
Oh, no.
But I want
to... Don't you learn from your mistakes?
Well, that's how I wanted to preface the story, but I wanted to tell you what happened first because I was very frustrated. It wasn't my fault.
Oh, here we go.
So my mate had chosen... He was coming up from Sydney and I was driving down from the Hunter Valley to meet at Terrigal. And he'd chosen
on the
central
coast.
On the central coast. And he'd chosen this really obscure lagoon in Terrigal with like one road in, one road out, like really difficult to get to. So I'm driving and I got lost and I ended up at Tuggera Westfield.
Okay.
And I was flustered and overwhelmed and I was like, I'm just going to go into Westfield. I'm going to get a drink.
I'm going to spend all of my money and then feel better about myself and then go to the lagoon.
I went to Dan Murphy's actually and did spend a fair bit of money. But this is why I got frustrated. First of all, I'm lost. Second of all, Tuggera is like in the greater Sydney area. So you need a mask.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't realise.
And you're an enclosed area, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realise. So I walk in there and everyone's giving me the evil eyes because I'm walking around without a mask.
Harry, this is basic. COVID's been around for a year now.
But not in the Upper Hunter. I know that, but we don't have to wear masks in the Upper Hunter. I completely didn't realise.
Don't you just have like a spare mask in your car?
No. So I had to go to the chemist and I was like, can I please buy a mask? And they're like, we've got a pack of 5 for $10. And I was like.
Sucked in.
I was like, I only need one. And I need it for like 20 minutes just while I'm walking around the shops. Like, don't you?
You can't justify that. You have to buy the pack of 5. Actually, good. Do you now have 4 other masks in your car?
I've got masks in the car now.
Great. So this won't happen again.
Got stupid masks in the car.
They're not stupid.
Anyway.
They could help you.
I'm driving like through all these roundabouts and it's like 50 kilometre an hour zone. I'm running late. Anyway, I get to this stupid lagoon.
Whoa. And,
no, I was very frustrated.
I can see that.
And I get to this lagoon and there's no parking. So I have to park kilometres away.
It's a public holiday also and you're going to the beach.
It was Australia Day and I'm going to the beach. So I park kilometres away.
I feel like you should have seen this coming.
Oh, I'm never prepared for this kind of thing. Anyway, so I walk and my mate sends me this really vague message as to where they are on the shore of the lagoon.
We're on the sand.
Yeah, we're on the sand and takes a photo of like this little marquee set up. I was like, how am I going to tell where they are from there? Anyway, I'm walking across burning sand for like half an hour. Like, I'm kid you not, my feet was like walking on hot coals. Like, you know, you saw how hot Australia Day was.
Yeah, scorcher, 38 degrees.
Anyway, so I eventually find this little marquee with him, his little baby, another family is there, their friends. They've got like two kids, about 2 and 4 years old. Anyway, I get to the marquee and I just unload. I'm like, oh, the effing traffic was this and the effing sand was this and I had to park effing kilometres away. Anyway, one of the mothers puts her hands over the kids' ears. Like, and she's like, excuse me, can you please watch your language? And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
This is where your mate says, oh, I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah. He just disowns me. Anyway, about an hour later.
There's more?
Yeah, about an hour later, one of the kids comes back. He was playing in the lagoon. He's about 4 years old. He's playing in the lagoon. He comes back and he's like, oh, the water's effing cold. And they all just look at me and I'm like, I can't believe I did it again. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. You should have just put on that mask and walked away.
No, trust me, I did. I left. I actually left.
The Big Three.
Barabba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
This is where Jessica Rouse, our journalist from the newsroom, gets us up to date with the biggest three news stories of the day. Hello, Jess.
Morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
You're looking very professional.
Oh, thanks.
Very profesh, Jess.
I felt it was kind of casual with the jeans, but...
No. Well, that is the most professional jean look I've ever seen.
No, you look great, Jess. You look really good.
This is see he's doing it again.
I'm not doing anything.
I really need to get a sound effect of a fishing reel. I'll just play that every time. That's not a very good fishing reel.
You're not gonna say anything about
it? Harry, your new clothes look really nice.
Thank you.
Different. I like it.
Yeah.
It's but good. What is that hat? I'm kidding. It looks great. I just wanted to
He's
see
how you'd
He's
got the young vibes. React. He's trying to feel young.
Oh.
Whoa! No, I'm
not. From Jessica Rouse from the newsroom. Young clothes.
I'm wearing just normal.
I was just
normal.
Talking about the hat.
Oh, that's just because I don't want to do my hair anymore.
For everyone listening, he's wearing some khaki coloured pants, a maroon t-shirt, and a black hat.
Yeah, I look pretty stylish, actually.
Pretty you do. Young.
You do.
Shut up, both of you. Let's chat about this. Not a great story to kick us off, but there's a girl missing in Singleton.
Yeah, so the Hunter Valley Police District are looking for information on a missing teen from Singleton, Jessica Retallick. She's 15 years old. She was last reported to be seen at Singleton Heights Shopping Centre yesterday afternoon, sometime between 3 and 5 o'clock. She's 140 centimetres tall. She's got bright red, long dyed hair. She was last seen wearing a small green top and a small pair of shorts and was carrying a Tree of Lifestyle bag over her shoulders. So there's a photo of her at our website. But if you've seen her or if you happen to know where she is, call Singleton Police or Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
Absolutely.
Great idea. Keep an eye out. Let's go to New South Wales COVID restrictions. New South Wales has announced sweeping changes to the coronavirus restrictions, including Queensland opening its border to Greater Sydney. Jess, what do you know?
So Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Queensland Premier this morning, has just said about 5 minutes ago on the Today Show that the Queensland is going to open their border with Greater Sydney. So that includes Greater Sydney, Central Coast, Wollongong and the Blue Mountains as well. So that's going to be happening this month, which is great.
Great. So people that can actually holiday up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. We were just talking about this, Dana and I, before you joined us, Jess, but because I swear a lot. I've got a terrible mouth on me.
Potty mouth.
However, studies have shown that swearing is actually a sign of intelligence.
Now, have you written this article?
No, I didn't.
Have
I didn't
you
make
adopted
it, up.
It?
I didn't make it up. Swearing may be a sign of verbal superiority, studies have shown, and may provide other possible rewards as well. I'll go through some of them. Swearing may be a sign of intelligence. Swearing may be a sign of honesty.
How? How?
Profanity improves pain tolerance. So if you're...
Definitely. I completely agree with that.
Yeah. So if you stub your toe on the coffee table, you're swearing. Yeah.
Yes, it's true.
And swearing is also a sign of creativity. So swear on, my compatriots.
Oh, dear. How does it make you creative, though?
Because...
Your choice of word. You could choose many other words, and that would be also creative.
A comedian once said he's got a huge vocabulary, but his favourite words are still swear words.
Mm.
As are mine.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think it makes you smarter.
Let me tell you, doing this job is so hard because we can't swear.
Yes.
Jessica Rouse, thanks so much. We'll catch you at 7:30.
No worries.
The Pub Quiz.
We are going to ask 5 questions. You've got 30 seconds to answer them, and if you get them all right, you take home an incredible $250 worth of prizes. That includes $100 to spend at Icebox Liquor in Muswellbrook and $150 to spend at the Muswellbrook IGA. But if you don't get them right, don't stress. We're going to buy you lunch anyway at Zombrero's, thanks to Zombrero's in Muswellbrook. We've got Daryl from Muswellbrook on the line. How are you, pal?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, really good. Good to chat this morning. What are you up to?
Mate, just on my way to Maitland for something reasonably important.
Beautiful. Exciting.
Okay. Well, best of luck with it.
Yeah.
You ready to play the quiz? Your time will start after Dana asks you the first question. Yeah, I'd love to give it a go. Just say pass if you don't know the answer and we'll come back to it at the end, okay? Best of luck.
Yep, sure.
Okay, good.
Question 1. Harry Styles was originally a member of what band?
I know it too. I know it pass.
Kelly Osbourne is the daughter of which rock star?
Oh, I know that too.
Who is Ashton Kutcher's wife?
Pass.
Name one of the animals on the Australia's coat of arms.
Kangaroo.
Which sport does Nick Kyrgios play?
Tennis.
Oh, nice, you got one. That last one right. We're out of time, though. Harry Styles was originally a member. I know. It goes quick, man.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes, Ozzy Osbourne. I've seen him live in concert.
Oh, I could literally see you picturing him too.
Yeah, tip of your tongue. Isn't that annoying?
Oh, man. And Harry Styles. Yeah, my daughters are in love with his band.
Yeah, One Direction. So,
man. Sorry, guys.
And the one in the middle was Ashton Kutcher's wife is Mila Kunis. Good, good playing. Well done, Daryl. And I could see it was just on the tip of your tongue. Better luck next time.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, you're welcome, mate. Thanks so much for playing.
Great day. After I was at the fish and chip shop over the weekend, yesterday on the show we talked about different things that are called different words in different states. For example, a fish bite is what I grew up on, but in New South Wales, in Victoria, and in New South Wales it's called a fish cocktail. Or a potato cake and a potato scallop. And you called through and someone said what was it? Fritz. Fritz is like Straz or Devon that you have in a sauce and Devon sandwich.
Oh, I feel like one now. But yeah, that was a call from a guy from Denman, and he grew up in South Australia, and they call Devon Fritz there. Never knew that.
Another one that is a very obvious one. In Victoria, a Parmigiana at the pub is called a Palmer, but in New South Wales, it's called a Palmy.
Mm.
But I wanted to know, do you know what it's called in other states of Australia? Because I've never heard.
No, I don't know. I've only lived in Victoria and New South Wales, so I don't know what it is in, say, WA or NT or something like that.
If you want to join the show, you can at any time, 654-11981. Does anyone know what palmies or palmers are called in different states? Or, Harry, actually... Would you do this if I challenge you to call a pub in Darwin?
Yeah.
And without saying Palmy or Parmigiana or giving away the name of the dish, you have to get the person at the pub to say the name of their dish.
Yeah.
And we figure out in the Northern Territory whether they call it a Palmy or a Palmer.
I can do that. It's fine. Let's walk in the park, mate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's easy.
All right.
Get a number. We'll give him a call. And
up next, we'll do it.
And we'll get him to say whatever it is in Northern Territory, Palmy or Palmer.
Yeah, you can't say the word, though, to give it away.
No. It might be something completely different.
That's true.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll find out. Get a number. We'll call him next.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about how different states have different words for things, like bathers and togs and swimmers and cozzies. One of the things that came up was Palmy and Palmer. So a Parmigiana at the pub in Victoria, where I grew up, is known as a Palmer. But here in New South Wales, it's a Palmy. Mm. But I have genuinely no idea in every other state of Australia what it's actually called. So I have got the number here, Harry, of Hotel Darwin. It's a pub in Darwin. I challenge you to call this number and without saying Palmy or Palmer or Parmigiana or giving the name of the dish away at all, you have to get the person in the hotel, in this pub, to say what they call this dish, whether it's Palmy or Palmer or even if it's another word.
I can happily do this. Have you got the number?
Alrighty, I've dialed it in. You should just be able to hit dial.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay, here we
go. How confident are you?
It's a walk in the park for me. I can do this. Here we go. I think it's ringing.
Hotel Darwin, Brett speaking. Can I help you?
Oh, g'day, Brett, is it?
Yes, it is, mate, yeah.
Hey, mate, my name's Harry. I've just got a question about the menu and the food. Can I get put through to the food department?
Yeah, that's me. I can help you with that.
Oh, excellent. I just want to know, what's the special tonight?
Yeah, sure. So the special tonight is our 300-gram rump steak.
Oh, lovely.
With chips and salad.
And my missus, she wants to come in. Yeah. She's wondering if you guys do a certain dish. I forget, she's told me, but I forget the name.
Yeah.
It's like chicken, like crumbed chicken.
Yes, like a schnitzel?
No.
No? Ooh. We used to do like a HD fried chicken. We don't have that on the menu at the moment.
Oh, that's okay. No,
Was that it?
It's like I have to describe it to you because I forget the name of it. It's like crumbed, I know, it's stupid. Crumbed chicken, like a red sauce and cheese.
Yeah, no, that's a chicken parmy.
Chicken Palmy. Okay.
Yes,
okay, cool.
Definitely have those available as well.
Excellent.
For sure.
All right. Yeah. No worries. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate your help.
Thanks, Harry. All the best, buddy.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Gotcha. Bye, buddy.
Oh, my God.
That's what they call it.
You did it.
Thank you.
You actually did that so well. I'm so impressed.
I'm smooth, baby.
Well, we're sorted. In Northern Territory, it's called a Palmy.
A Palmy. It's the same in the Northern Territory as it is in New South Wales. So.
Well done.
Thank you, mate.
Career Confidential.
This is where we chat with someone in the Hunter Valley with an interesting job. We've chatted with a skydive instructor so far. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Terrifying. I'd never do it.
And this one kind of had us very interested. It's an equine choreographer. Her name is Mel Lowe. She's from Fortissimo Freestyle. She joins us on the line. Hi, Mel. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Really good. I have to throw straight in. What on earth is an equine choreographer?
Well, it's a bit like figure skating on horseback.
You're kidding.
So I designed their choreography for them, their floor plan, and we just make sure that it fits into the compulsory movements for each particular level and the time limits.
Yeah.
And then I set it to music.
So are you teaching the horses to dance or how? I know nothing about horse riding or anything like that, so you have to break it down for me.
I understand it's both, the horse and the jockey. Is that what they're called?
No, well, it's predominantly for dressage.
Okay.
So it's the rider that trains the horse.
Okay.
And it's like going to school, I guess. There's different grades, so as they progress in their training and they learn different movements, they go up the grades from novice all the way through to Grand Prix.
Wow. So I did dance growing up, nothing on horses, but just dance. And my teachers, dance teachers, always had like a special notation, like shorthand, so they could remember the movements. Do you write them down so that you don't forget them, or how do you put it all together?
So I write the choreography and then it's up to the rider to memorise it. And the horse actually learns the choreography 10 times faster than we do, so it's important not to overdo it for them because then they start to anticipate.
Wow. Really? So the horse is actually a faster learner than humans.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not surprised. That's pretty cool.
So how does someone get into that? Did you have to train to do this job?
I'm a classically trained musician anyway and taught piano for many years.
Yeah.
And various other instruments. And then once I saw the freestyle dressage, I thought, oh, this is totally my thing. Horses and music, it just doesn't get any better. So that's how I decided to create Fortissimo and go from there.
So creatively, what are you thinking about when you're putting together a routine?
Well, you have to take a lot of different things into consideration for the horse, predominantly. It's colour, size, movement, breed. But I also like to get the story behind that horse and rider combination. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, we can best reflect, you know, capture the essence of that horse and rider, I guess, and tell a story.
Right.
So it's quite creative. It's quite like I would imagine ballet is like you tell the story through the song.
Yeah, and it's a show.
Mm. It's a performance, and it's you know, quite something to see one done really well. You know, I always think of them as little pieces of art, and I always want to give people that wow factor when they're watching it.
We're chatting with Mel Lowe. She's from Fortissimo Freestyle. She's a equine choreographer. Mel, we had a look. The Tokyo Olympics look at this point like they're rescheduled for July this year. We understand you're doing some work with the Paralympic side. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So what are you doing with those with that team?
They've pretty much done their own floor plans. So I didn't have to worry too much about choreography, but we're just putting routines together for them musically.
Well, if you're interested in more and you want to get in touch with Mel, you can find her at fortissimofreestyles.com.au. Mel Lowe, equine choreographer, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
And I hope you're enjoying the last day of school holidays today, kids.
And if you're starting school tomorrow, enjoy it. Don't be nervous. It's an exciting time. I genuinely loved going to school.
Yeah, especially if you're studying high school as well. I know that can be quite scary and a lot of your friends might be going to different high schools and that kind of thing. Honestly, once you get out into the workforce, trust me, you think of school very fondly.
Incredibly fondly.
Whew. Yeah, it's a really good time. But we went out with our microphone and we spoke to some of you kids and we asked you if you're excited to go back to school. Some of the answers may surprise you this morning. Let's take a listen.
My name is Abby and I'm excited to see my friends.
My name is Billy and I'm going to St. Joseph's High School in Aberdeen.
You're excited to go back to school?
Yep.
Why are you excited?
Because I happen to see my friends.
What's my name?
Thomas Pinkerton, and I go to Scone Public School and I'm excited to see my friends in year three.
My name is Braden. I go to Miranda Public School and I don't really want to go back to school. I love school holidays and I just want to stay home.
My name is Connor. I go to Miranda Public School. And I don't want to go back to school because I want to stay home and play my Xbox all day.
I'm Bryce. I go to St. Joseph's Aberdeen and I'm excited to go back to school because that'll put me in the principal's good books.
My name's Gabby. I go to St. Joseph's in Aberdeen and I am excited to go back to school to see all my classmates and good teachers.
I feel like you're lying.
No, only a bit.
What's your name?
Elsie.
And what school are you going to?
St. Mary's.
Are you excited to start kindergarten?
Yes.
Why are you excited?
Because I am with my buddy Sienna.
Oh, isn't she adorable?
So cute. But if you're back to school, good luck.
Yeah. We're heading out of here. Have a great day and enjoy your last day of school holidays and good luck tomorrow. We'll catch you tomorrow morning.
Bye.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.